You're tuned to Pop Defect Radio. Subversive music for dangerous times. I'm your host, Skidmark Bob, as we trek through some of the most radical, independent, uncensored, conscious music. I get sent, pirate, or borrow. Please stand by.
We live in a world where capitalism is dominant. And in a capitalist society, you're allowed to choose which leader you have, but not discuss the system. Single issue groups have got to get together and produce a challenge to the idea that the world should be run by global capital. If you go on doing that, then I agree people get despairing and the world won't. But that's not the attitude. If you want to change things, you've got to organize.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. Their intention to rule rests with the annihilation of consciousness. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. Please understand, they are safe as long as they are not discovered. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated. They are dismantling the sleeping middle class. More and more people are becoming poor. We are their cattle. We are being bred for slavery. The revolution cannot break their signal. Our transmitter is not powerful enough. The signal must be shut off at the source.
Blackmail. Terror. And mass murder. That's just the way it is.
Psycho killer.
We will bring violence and terror, and we will destroy the Iraqi people.
Psycho killer.
That's just the way it is. We're keeping them on the run. America has gone from a sense of democracy to the ambitions of conquest in the Middle East. And this nation is leading the world in the man-made evil of international terrorism. That's just the way it is. This nation can spare the world from a plague of innocent people. A plague of innocent people. A terrible disease. The disease of democracy. The disease of oppressed people. The disease of their intentions and freedom. The full force and might of the United States military will destroy the ideology of the man-made evil of international democracy. Let there be no misunderstanding. America will not accept freedom. The best way is blackmail, terror, and mass murder.
We'll be right back. Islam for years. It sides with the Jews against the Palestinians because America's a Judeo-Christian country. Since 1990, it has occupied our holy lands in Saudi Arabia. America doesn't respect any culture but its own. You think that your way is the only way and feel that you have the right to invade anyone who disagrees. Bosnia, Somalia, Iraq. You're trying to assimilate the world. America is a country that was born out of the mass murder of Native Americans and built on the backs of Africans. If the Native Americans could have defended themselves by flying planes into buildings, don't you think they would have? If the slaves could have freed themselves by becoming martyrs, don't you think that they would have? And it wouldn't have been terrorism. It would have been self-defense.
Destroy a lot of things over there.
Come on.
We're gonna bomb them over there.
I've been walking through your streets where all your money's earned, where all your buildings crumble.
Involving fake long houses, housing all your fears, desensitized by TV. Overbearing advertising, god of consumerism, and all your crooked pictures looking good. Mirrorism, filtering information for the public eye, designed for profiteering. Your neighbor, what a guy.
Unnecessary death, matador corporations, puppeting your frustrations with a blinded flag. Manufacturing consent is the name of the game. The bottom line is money, nobody gives a fuck. 4,000 hungry children leave us per hour from starvation, while billions are spent on bombs, creating death showers.
Every time you drop the bomb, you kill the god your child has born.
Killing. Jesus wouldn't be in favor of nuclear war.
What I want to do is make people to realize that they're ultimately responsible for their own fate here.
I said there was a little boy in Hiroshima reaching up to catch a red dragonfly in his hand against the blue of the sky, and there was a blinding flash. And he literally disappeared and left his shadow behind him. I said, my God. I said, further out, if you look at the flash from curiosity, your eyes will melt and run down your cheeks. Oh my God, they said. And then they started to say, nuclear war is bad for our health. Then, the business people said nuclear was bad for business.
We are nearing a stage where some form of civil disobedience, a la the 1960s, may become essential as we realize that we're all being victimized here now.
my words, there will be a flood of heroin on streets all over the world, but particularly, I'm sure, in Europe and North America by this summer.
Say it was, Bin Laden, Osama Bin Laden, who apparently said that there would be attacks upon Israel and the United States. What do you do? Go and bomb Afghanistan? Kill thousands of innocent people? How does one retaliate? One can't. What does it say in the Bible? It does say in the Old Testament, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And it also says, thou shalt not kill. Posture of you and said, this is stupid having 30,000 nuclear weapons. We haven't got any enemy. So they tried to get rid of the nuclear weapons. Suffice it to say, the weapons remain on high state of alert, care trigger alert. Nothing has changed since the Berlin Wall came down.
Now, who is with us on our plans for a regime change in Iraq, Dick?
England, Mr. President.
Of course, England. We knew that. Who else is with us besides England there, Dick?
Well, that's it, Mr. President. Just England.
What?
Yeah, that's about it.
I hope you don't mean to tell me that other countries in the world actually oppose our war with Iraq.
Regime change.
Regime change, damn it.
So far, only 14 countries oppose our plans for a regime change in Iraq.
Okay. One country with us and 14 countries with the terrorists. That's what you're saying?
Well, 14 countries oppose us, Mr. President.
No, they're either with us, Dick. You listen to me. They're either with us or they're with the terrorists.
I agree.
Okay. Now, do me a favor, Dick.
Yeah.
Take these 14 empty beer cans out of the bag and line them up on the fence over there. See over there?
Yes, certainly, Mr. President.
Top. Go ahead.
Okay.
Where did all the empty beer cans come from, Mr. President?
Well, I did too big a blast. I had to wash it down before I had some kind of pain in my heart. Would you believe it? I'm just joking.
I've lined up the 14 beer cans, Mr. President.
All right, get back over here, Dick. Okay. We're going to have some fun. Get over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here.
My, what a beautiful collection of handguns, Mr. President.
Now take the pearl-handled Beretta, Condon.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Well, okay, we'll take turns, Condon. You start with the ones on the left. I'll go with the ones on the right. Dick, you start us off with the name of a country and its reason for opposing our plans for a regime change in Iraq.
Okay, Germany, Mr. President, has ruled out German soldiers taking part in any American adventure in Iraq.
Oh, that's great, great. Mm-hmm. All right, Condon, deal with the Germans right now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Get rid of them. Yes, Mr. President.
Good shot there. Good shot there. Beautiful.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, now give me a country, Dick.
Well, Jordan, Mr. President, feels a U.S. strike would be a tremendous mistake.
What's Jordan? What's Jordan?
I don't know.
Is that a country?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What part of the Mideast is it?
Well, it's over.
All right, line it up.
Okay. Now, Russia says they are against military scenarios and urge a search for a political solution.
Good shot, Condon. Next, Dick.
Canada, once proof Sodom plans to attack the West.
Screw him. Screw him. Screw him. All right.
Good shot, Mr. President.
All right, keep going, Dick. Keep him coming.
Okay, Japan says...
Who cares about those
slant?
Well,
they want
keep
restraint
going.
In dealing with Iraq.
That's I don't
what,
care.
All right,
get rid of them.
Okay.
Get rid of
them. Now, Italy...
goddamn Italians, too.
Well, they don't see any proof of
they
Iraq.
They don't fight for anybody. Well, they all surrender.
Yeah,
all right.
Yemen
I don't care about Yemen. Well, give it to me. Okay. Get rid of it. Get rid of Yemen.
Australia. All right, fine. Now, China,
they speak Japanese. I don't care. Shoot them.
Actually, don't. And now, Egypt.
Egypt, part of Yemen. I don't care, man. I don't care. Eat part of Yemen.
Now, Bahrain has expressed their determined
opposition.
What's
a Bahrain? What is a Bahrain?
Now, France.
I know where that is.
Yes, and they
must be on our side.
They want the UN in on that.
What?
That's what.
Give me a shotgun. All right.
Now, hold on. Turkey.
Kill the goddamn turkeys.
Well, I don't like it either. Okay. And Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
That would shake peace and stability in the world.
All right.
Get
rid of.
Well, that's it. That's all 14 of them, Mr. President.
We got them all, Mr. President.
Well, we got rid of them. Now it's one on our side.
Yeah.
And everyone else is on the floor.
Well, you know, this kind of teamwork, you know, bodes well for our plans for world domination.
You got that right, Dick.
Yeah.
The best intelligence available.
Reality travel.
Biometrics.
Nuclear weapons.
Global terrorist groups.
Big Brother is always watching, and the right to privacy is sacrificed.
Military junta.
Laptop computer.
Laptop computer.
Do you hear? Do you understand? It's war. These governments of this world are coming to an end. The minds of men are going to be focused upon a fact. Go ahead and laugh. Go ahead and muse in your mind. And see what happens to you, fool.
Dear kitty.
Monday, happy day. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy day. Thursday, Friday, happy day. Wednesday, Saturday.
When you make the argument that there is a quote just war, what you are saying is that an aggression, a major offense, is being committed, and you do not have any other way to protect people from that aggression except to use force.
The FBI has issued another counterterrorism warning.
A new warning by the FBI about a possible
Pop,
defect, radio.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again. Shame on you.
Conspiracy theories abound in American politics. I don't think we need to be subliminal about the differences between our views on prescription drugs.
You're working hard to put food on your family.
There was a honest difference of opinion as to how to account for a complicated tractor issue.
Conspiracy theories abound.
This was a honest disagreement about the counting procedures.
Conspiracy theories abound.
Shame on you.
You can't get fooled again. You're working hard to put food on your family.
Nobody can threaten this country. Oh, they may be able to bomb a building. Conspiracy theories abound.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you.
If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Conspiracy theories abound in American politics.
Cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
You're working hard to put food on your family.
Nobody can do this country. Well, they may be able to bomb a building. We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
Conspiracy theories abound.
Nobody can free this country. Well, they may be able to bomb a building.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Hit me!
And somebody asked me, is there ever any time where the budget might have to go into deficit? I said, only if we were at war or had a national emergency
or in recession. Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
To get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. To get up and get down. 911 is joking your town.
Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta. Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
To get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. To get up and get down. 911 is joking your town.
Somebody floats a rumor and then it causes you to ask a question.
Because people have got to know.
America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world.
To get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. To get up and get down. 911 is joking your town.
There's an old saying in Tennessee.
There's not a minute to spare.
Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
There's not a minute to spare.
Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta. Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
To get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. To get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. To get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. To get up and get down. 911 is joking your town.
Get cool, we can't get cool again.
There's not a minute to spare.
Because people have got to know.
Pool, we can't get pool again.
There's not a minute to spare.
Because people have got to know.
There's not a minute to spare.
Well, I'm not a crook.
And that's part of our world. For the CBS Evening News, Dan Rather reporting from Baghdad. Good night.
Electronic systems.
electronic systems.
All in all, it was all just bricks in the wall.
This is Kristen Ness reporting from occupied Palestine.
The Israeli military is building an 8-meter high and 10-meter deep so-called security wall.
That's right, it's 8 meters high, which is about 20 to 25 feet high. It is going to be 360 kilometers long. The purpose is to separate the Palestinian territory from Israel. The idea is that it will be like a Berlin Wall. It will have sensors, motion sensors. It will have observation posts every 300 meters. And there'll be a road that runs along it, so it'll be patrolled by Israeli soldiers. And the idea is that nobody from the West Bank will be able to travel to Israel. Now, that also means that no Israelis will ever have contact with the Palestinians either. It is, I think, a response to a failed policy that Israelis have not been able to stop Palestinians from going into Israel to seek work, has stopped militants from going into Israel to cause havoc. And so the thought is that we'll just build a wall and we'll be able to prevent anybody from the northern part of the West Bank to enter Israel.
Stop the occupation.
All in all, it was all just bricks in the wall.
Stop the occupation.
Caterpillar is the company that supplies the D9 Caterpillars. They're 60 tons. The Israelis have armored them so that small arms fire will not harm the driver. And they're huge. Nothing really can stand in their way. They just go right through everything. Caterpillar has said that it has no responsibility for selling these bulldozers to Israelis because all they're doing is selling bulldozers. They can't be responsible for what people do with them. In San Francisco, an activist group performed a citizen's arrest of the board of directors of Caterpillar as they held a meeting and charged them with war crimes.
All in all, it was all just bricks in the wall.
Stop the occupation. Rock O is flooded again with sewage. Israeli-driven Caterpillar bulldozers have created another wall of demolished homes from the debris, bed springs, plastic, the sheep, the crumbled cement that used to be the houses. This new wall, near the 8-meter-high, 8-meter-deep separation wall that looms into the sky that the Israeli military is destroying Rafah to build, is creating another flood of sewage. I saw only one person in this area of Blocko today, an elderly man walking on mud flats in order to avoid the sewage invading his home. Stop the occupation.
In order to build this wall, they've got this idea about how many houses they have to demolish, like how far they have to go, and they're actually going in much further. And, you know, we thought they were finished with Blocko because they've already built the wall in that area and they already demolished most of the houses. They already ruptured all the sewage lines and destroyed the water supply in that area. And so there's almost none of it left anyway. But the idea that they came back in and destroyed 21 more homes makes most of us think that they're just not going to stop until they've demolished all of the towns and all of the camps. And many people think there's just going to be a full-on massacre in all of the Gaza Strip, which happens slowly on a daily basis. I mean, there's a slow death occurring there, but the outright killings, people think are going to increase. People are really just bracing themselves, and of course, the Gaza Strip is a prison. You can't leave it if you're Palestinian, so there's nowhere for the people to go to hide. There's nowhere for them to go to reach safety. I mean, this is it, and the people know it. They say, what can we do? There's nowhere to go. They sit in their houses and they wait, if they're lucky enough to have a house.
Stop the occupation. Stop the occupation. Stop the occupation. Stop the occupation. This is Kristen S. reporting from occupied Palestine.
we're still listening to Pop Defect Radio. Unfortunately, due to time restraints, I cannot read the playlist. For possible airplay on Pop Defect Radio, send your music, cassette, vinyl, or CD to PDR, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's Pop Defect Radio, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. You can catch Pop Defect broadcast on Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM, www.microradio.net/FRSC, uploaded to www.radio4all.net. Been hearing a lot of subjects about war in this special edition of Pop Defect Radio. Every Pop Defect Radio is a special edition. I'd like to end the broadcast of Pop Defect Radio with a brand new live track from Spearhead, from the Not In Our Name concert that they did in Berkeley, California. A track called Bomb the World. And we here at Pop Defect Radio would like to say, no war on Iraq. Once again, thank you for listening to Pop Defect Radio.
If I leave the bomb, just the last word.
Please tell me the reason behind the colors that you fly. Love just one nation, and the whole world we divide. You say you're sorry, there is no other choice. God bless the people in who cannot raise their voice. We can chase down all our enemies, bring them to their knees. We can bomb the world to pieces, but we can't bomb it into peace. Whoa, we may even find a solution to hunger and disease. We can bomb the world to pieces, but we can't bomb it into peace. Violence brings one thing, more of the same. Military madness, the smell of flesh and burning pain. So I sing out to the masses, stand up if you're still sane. To all of us gone crazy, I sing this one refrain. On your feet, y'all. We can chase down all our enemies, bring them to their knees. We can bomb the world to pieces, but we can't bomb it into peace. Whoa, we may even find a solution to hunger and disease. We can bomb the world to pieces, but we can't bomb it. And I sing power to the peaceful, love to the peaceful, yeah. I sing power to the peaceful, love to the peaceful, yeah. We may even find a solution to hunger and but we can't bomb it into peace. Say we can't chase down all our enemies. Lord have mercy, we can even bring them to their knees. We can bomb the world into pieces, but we can't
the peaceful, yeah. I say power to the peaceful.
Power to the peaceful.
Love to the peaceful, yeah.
Power to the peaceful.
Love to the peaceful, yeah, I sing. Power to the peaceful. Love to the peaceful.
LZ, come out here.
Power to the peaceful. Love to the peaceful, yeah. Power to the peaceful. Love to the peaceful, yeah. Power to the peaceful. Love to the peaceful, yeah.
We may even find a solution to hunger and disease. We can bomb the world to pieces.
Put your hands together.
But we can't bomb it into peace. Say we can chase down all our enemies. We can even bring them to their knees. We can bomb the world into pieces. But we can't bomb it into peace. And I said, power to the peaceful. Love to the peaceful, yeah. I sing power to the peaceful. Love to the peaceful, yeah. I sing
power to the peaceful.